This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Monday targeting Iran's supreme leader, seeking to put additional pressure on the country's economy. The move comes amid rising concerns about a potential armed confrontation between the two nations. U.S. officials recently blamed Tehran for mine attacks on two oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz, allegations Tehran denies. Iran did admit to shooting down a U.S. drone last week, but President Trump says the U.S. is not interested in a confrontation with Iran.
America is a peace-loving nation. We do not seek conflict with Iran or any other country. I look forward to the day when sanctions can be finally lifted and Iran can become a peaceful, prosperous, and productive nation. That can go very quickly. It can be tomorrow. It can also be in years from now.
Late last week, President Trump said he had canceled a retaliatory strike against several Iranian targets. The alleged leader of Saturday's coup attempt in Ethiopia's northern Amhara state has been shot and killed. A reporter in the state capital tells VOA's Horn of Africa service that General Osamu Siga was killed in the capital Monday while trying to escape from security forces. Meanwhile, state media says an official wounded during Saturday's coup attempt, regional prosecutor Migbaro Kabede, has also died. Gunmen broke into a meeting in Bahir Dar on Saturday, killing regional president Umbachu Mekanen and one of his senior advisors. State media named General Osamu as the leader of the coup attempt. The 2026 Winter Olympic Games will be held in Milan and Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy. Milan beat Stockholm for the right to host the Games in 7 years' time after a vote by the International Olympic Committee. This is VOA News. Clashes erupted in southern West Bank between Israeli security services and Palestinians on Monday against the upcoming Peace to Prosperity workshop.